outdoors and Jane with E-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I'd love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Obviously, I had wonderful news this morning, and I have been celebrating all day. Obviously, people like the Leonards know about it. My friend Mike Day, I just had a conversation with him just a little while ago. And this morning, there was a interaction with a team in India, which was quite an encouragement because I made the announcement, and it didn't take them more than 2 minutes to get responses back. So James Foster Williams has been announced literally around the world. I'm pleased about that. I thought it also fascinating because there's been discussion that, you know, there's been a celebration in England and in France over, you know, the anniversary of D-Day. And, you know, things were pointed out that one of the various heads of state from United States, Britain, France, and various other countries were there in the celebration, including the president of Germany, which is kind of like, wait a minute, this is the country we fought against. But the two countries who lost the most lives in World War II were not there. That would be Russia and China. And, you know, it's often mentioned that the World War II was won. Mostly by Russia, and but you know, in the United States, we have our promotion to make as if it was, you know, America against Germany. But anyway, no, it was called the Allies for a reason. But the analogy there strikes me. There was it's been noted because China and Russia had their own celebration. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin got together and made a very public celebration of D-Day, which marked obviously the turning point. But they celebrated separately from the rest of the crowd. I'm doing that today. But I am celebrating. Dorothy Jane, I love you.